This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There is a shocking report revealing that unemployed young South Africans spend an average of 1,469 rands a month just looking for work. That's mostly on transport, data, job applications, with nearly 70% of young people unemployed. Many are forced to choose between buying food or searching for a job. Some people, I'm sure, they are selling things that they have just so they can have money to go to an interview. Yeah. Those are some of the sacrifices that people have to make.
I had to walk in the dungeon of Johannesburg.
Sebaragamo Urumechi message, you are a copy is 3 rand, printing is 5 rand, and color is 10 rands.
What color they'll show you? They'll show you the true colors.
Yeah, there. I'll destroy you.
Color they will.
So whatever, you can lose an easy 300 in no time just by
in
walking.
A
week is too much.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you're applying for 4 jobs, you first have to print out all your qualifications.
Oh gosh!
You have to print out your Z83. You have to, you know, once you are done with all of that, then you have to upload. Then you have to say, and you can't. Now I have trust issues. I don't want when I would use the internet cafe, I wouldn't want them to be the ones to email my stuff.
Yeah.
I'd want them to send to me.
Yeah,
so that
of course.
You can email yourself.
I will still need data to send.
No snad advanced data back then.
Hey, complexion.
Yeah, Bob.
What did you come and look at? You come and spend this like a buyer. Submit lengwa na ile ga di submit a braga basin here ka bua ga paka dilata ga o tsa re khopala CV tsa ka kana selling here ke di shempele
mara le nanga dilata mara they must they need to start giving this
you're going to spend transport again just to go and fetch them.
It's
The whole process, it would be cheaper to go and fetch them than having to go to the police station.
Eish.
And then, you know, some people have to take a taxi to the police station. It's not really close, you know.
True.
Hey, someone who stays that side, R71, which police station are they using?
Campus.
You need to take, if you are prepared to walk, you can walk. The whole day, mzala.
Hey guys, it's Java Manzo print out. Nendi got a printer 48 pages in color. And the 1 page is kakala, 1 page is 8 rand. So it's too much, it's a lot.
It's even cheaper, my friend. It's 2 rands cheaper than what we are being hammered here in the cities and towns.
Yeah.
You likely get away with it, Nyana, if you are doing all of this within a student dress or an institution of higher learning,
yes.
Then you might survive because the prices there are a little bit better.
Yeah.
But if you are going randomly in Jenje, maybe let me start by you guys in the studio. If you have made any sacrifice while looking for employment, did you borrow money? Did you walk long distances? Did you sell something valuable just to attend an interview?
For me, I've used up my savings because in university, I would save as much money as I can because I knew after graduating, it's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy. So I used up all of my savings and I have to borrow money just so I can apply. Even in terms of, I remember having had a license. I had to now and you still have to uchela petrol and fuel. So that's how much I actually spent, a lot.
I know. During that time, I was staying in Joburg, so I had to walk in the very dodgy places of Johannesburg because most companies in Joburg are in town, the CBD, you know what I mean? The well-known companies. So I had to walk there. It was so scary. My goodness. Ooh.
No, it is. tell me about it.
No.
I once walked from North Texrank to Bramfontein. By the time you get to the Mandela Bridge, that distance was hammering. Looking for employment is not
Comrades
easy.
Marathon.
Hey, bro.
You were no longer walking, you were brisk walking.
That thing was military.
And Tim, isn't it that when you apply for or using Z83, applying for the government post, you have to print out those Z83s in color? Or do they accept the black and white ones? Because I don't think they do, because they let you know that you must collect the forms at their offices. So, and their offices provide you with the forms in color. So now imagine you have to print out the Z83s, those two pages in color, and you have to apply for 6 or 5 jobs or posts. So, yeah, no, it is a problem, eh? Hey, those things are expensive. Being unemployed is also very expensive.
No, it is. That's how much unemployed young people in the country are spending. 1,469 rands looking for work. What's the biggest sacrifice you've ever made while looking for work? Did you...
Don't say it, Combs. Don't say it.
I know, say it. It's a free country. Say it. Did your mother's wedding ring go missing?
It's a sacrifice. You're sacrificing the trust in the house.
Or
your father's favorite shoes gone.
For register kick and bobos.
Did you borrow money? Did you walk long distance? Tell us of the experience. Research done by youth advocacy organization Youth Capital found that young South Africans spend an average of 1,469 rands every month looking for employment. 700 bucks for transport, internet cost for my 400 and something, 328 rands for other application-related expenses. Mind you, this 1,469, it's a jump from 938 monthly average, which was recorded in earlier studies. It's bad, Joe. So what's the biggest sacrifice you've ever made while looking for a job? Did you borrow money, walk long distances? Did you sell something valuable just to attend an interview?
My question is, why government... to apply a government post is so expensive. I mean, with private institutions, you just get to your emails, send a CV and upload your qualifications. Then you are employed. It will depend if you get that job or not. But with government, why so much paperwork? I still don't get it even today. Why is it not simple for them just to create an email, you send your CV and qualification, and then they reply back to you?
Youth Capital went on a fact-finding mission. They are a youth advocacy organization, and they discovered that the average young South African spends around 1,469, I beg your pardon, every month looking for employment. Transport, for my 7 clipper, internet cost, for my 400 and something, application-related expenses, for my 300 plus. And this is a huge jump from 938 monthly average recorded in earlier studies. Bounced all the way up to 1,469. And we still think that SRD grant is okay at 370 bucks. People are making a lot of sacrifices. What have you sold just to make it to an interview, to be able to go to the internet cafe, or any other sacrifice that you have made while looking for employment? Did you borrow money, walk long distances, etc.? One message came in. It says, when I get to a workplace, I ask for their email to submit so they can do the printout. But it's quite a challenge because some institutions refuse to do that. Let's take a listen to your voice notes.
Yeah, hey, team. I know that doesn't mean to. Nenda nda tona nda jafunia mkeguru nda tona internet cafe nda tona di copy. I think I've got there 230 something rands and then this is my age finger to work to the end delivery nda tona di copy the color and then at end delivery nijisuka ya nda mta mkeguru mkeguru kato dana phone re mkeguru nenda ita mese badu. The Jafoni, I want to sing the internet cafe. They hang one and go it as the cooking guy. Do it at the Janaka intent and do it a mini me. At Jusica again, the Ravai Kilatan cafe, which you can give one phone in a bit. In which you've been called that yet they have found the rim, Gibravas and Bader and Epomony. I'm sure one of the one and then the ring of phone just to remind me. So there's no warfare after the coffee, the Maria. I was young.
And you thought I was joking earlier on when I said maybe your mom's wedding ring went missing in the house. People take it all the way, eh?
Kilarato from Bushback Ridge. Yo, I once gave a child a mwana. I was trying to regulate the pampers. and then kya ko interview Colonel Spread. So that was a very painful part of my life in Kesele Valley. So yeah, and then ke bua dilo de ga tlhabi. So is that's all Kalehora.
Complexion in the team.
Yebo.
Yeah, Negitloha. I'm originally from Soweto.
Okay.
And then Negitloha kileko ko Alexandra. Yes, Antin. With my barefoot.
That's a walk.
No taxi, no nothing. You just go
Malport.
Cross the bridges, you end up in Santin. Yeah, to just go and hand out the CV to the companies. More on Alibatu, we just stop and then ask him for, hey guys, what's happening here? Yeah, that's the sacrifice that I did, but it worked for me up until I got my degree, then I got degree, then they started calling me.
You know, for all of you who have made sacrifices, I hope that things worked out well for you. And for everybody who is currently looking for employment right now, do not give up. Continue making those sacrifices. It will pay off at the end of the day. I think we come across a lot of people on social media that would post almost every week that will say, yo, I got a job, or I got hired, or yo, after 3 years, after 10 years of not being employed, I finally got an opportunity, I'm now working. So continue making those sacrifices. You will remember this. I think it's a very important part of the journey.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.